Good morning and welcome to this service from the manse of St Ninian's Old Parish Church. Like so many things this year, the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland has been cancelled. Yesterday would have been the opening day of the Assembly. Though the Assembly did not convene, many of us watched online as the Reverend Dr. Martin Fair was appointed moderator in succession to the very Reverend Colin Sinclair. Colin and his wife Ruth served the church well during his year in office, and their daily reflections since the beginning of lockdown have been a very real blessing to many of us. Heart and soul, in normal circumstances, would have taken place in Princes Street Gardens, Edinburgh, this afternoon. It's always a great occasion, and I have enjoyed visiting Heart and Soul with good friends from my own congregation. Though there will be no event in Princes Street Gardens this afternoon, you can go onto the Church of Scotland website or Facebook page, where a celebration of the life of the church will be streamed from 2 o'clock. And now we turn to the Word of God. First of all, to the Old Testament and to Psalm 66. Psalm 66, beginning at verse 8. Praise our God, O peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard. He has preserved our lives and kept our feet from slipping. For you, O God, tested us. You refined us like silver. You brought us into prison and laid burdens on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us to a place of abundance. I will come to your temple with burnt offerings and fulfill my vows to you. Vows my lips promised and my mouth spoke when I was in trouble. I will sacrifice fat animals to you and an offering of rams. I will offer bulls and goats. Come and listen, all you who fear God. Let me tell you what he has done for me. I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened and heard my voice in prayer. Praise be to God, who has not rejected my prayer or withheld his love from me. And the gospel reading today comes from St John chapter 14. We continue from where we left off last Sunday. John chapter 14, beginning at verse 15. Jesus promises the Holy Spirit. If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me, because I live, you also will live. On that day you will realize that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. Amen, and thanks be to God for these readings of his own holy word. To his name be the glory and the praise. After a long and rather boring sermon, the congregation was filing out of the church one Sunday. No one said very much to the minister, but there was one member who would usually try to offer a word of encouragement. However, this particular Sunday, the member in question had to think for a moment or two about what he might say. Eventually, the words came to him. "Minister," he said, "your sermon reminded me of the peace and love of God." The minister was naturally quite taken with this and asked the question, "Why?" The member replied, "It was like the peace of God because it passed all understanding. And it was like the love of God because it seemed to endure forever." Where would we be without some humour? If the General Assembly had been in session, I would have been at the Assembly service in St Giles Cathedral in Edinburgh this morning. It is always a fine service, and like heart and soul, it has always reminded me that as a Christian, I am part of a worldwide family, united in our love for God and for one another. That sense of belonging is very important. To know that though we may feel alone at times, we never are alone. God is with us, and through the bond of Christian love, we are bound together with all who have faith in Jesus. And not only are we bound to those who are alive, as it were, we are also bound together with the great cloud of witnesses, those whom we ourselves have known and loved, and who have gone ahead of us, and who cheer us on from heaven itself. In our psalm today, we find the writer calling on people to praise God. The psalmist acknowledged life had not always been easy for them. Their faith had been severely tested. But now, as they looked back, the psalmist encouraged them to see that even in their darkest moments, God had been with them and his gracious hand had steadied them. In other words, God had not abandoned them, though it may have felt like that at times. We all have our favourite hymns. Hymns that speak to us, that we associate with certain places or perhaps events in our lives, or that remind us of certain people. Hymns also help us to express our feelings, perhaps in a way that we might otherwise find difficult. My own granny's favourite hymn was "O Love That Wilt Not Let Me Go," We sang it at her funeral. It is set to the lovely tune, St. Margaret. This particular hymn was written by the Reverend George Matheson, who began his ministry in 1868 at Inellen, close to Toward and Dunoon. Matheson, who had been blind from his youth, experienced a personal heartbreak. And it is said that one evening in 1882, when he was 40 years of age, he sat down in his study in the manse, and within a matter of minutes, the words of the hymn came to him. Here is one verse. I would sing it to you, but that's maybe something for another time. O joy that seekest me through pain, I cannot close my heart to thee. I trace the rainbow through the rain, and feel the promise is not vain. That morn shall tearless be. Though Matheson's heart was sore, he knew he had not been abandoned by God, and that underneath were the everlasting arms of a loving God and a wonderful Saviour. In the Gospel reading today, we find Jesus with the disciples. They are in an upper room in Jerusalem, and Jesus knew only too well what was to come, the horror of Gethsemane and the cross. And yet, what do we find? We find Jesus comforting the disciples. Soon he would leave them, and this thought filled them with absolute dread. Perhaps we can identify with them. A loved one is moving away, or is about to pass from this life and go on into the next. And we wonder, how will we cope? How will we manage without them? Fear can enter into our hearts. And I'm sure that's what happened to the disciples. And therefore Jesus, in his own loving and kindly way, endeavoured to reassure them. I will not leave you as orphans, he said. He would not abandon them. Instead, he would send the Holy Spirit to be with them, the Spirit of truth. And the Holy Spirit would guide them in the days to come. The Holy Spirit would comfort them, and they would need that comfort. And the Holy Spirit would help them to cope with life and all that came their way. George Matheson referred to the promise not being in vain. The promise, Jesus promised to send the Holy Spirit, is one that still stands today. Jesus could only be in one place at one time in the flesh, but through the Holy Spirit, he can be with us in every place, all the time. Being a commissioner to the General Assembly is a rewarding experience. Some speakers, it has to be said, like the sound of their own voice and can go on a bit. But catching up with other ministers and elders and meeting people from throughout the country and around the world is invigorating. and like many others, I always returned to my own parish from the General Assembly uplifted. For it helps us to remember that we belong to a fellowship that is enriched by the gifts and talents of countless numbers, and hearing of the great things being done in Christ's name at home and overseas, we know for certain that we have not been abandoned, that where people are obedient to him, Jesus remains faithful to his promise and is present and at work, even in challenging times such as these. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, we give you thanks for the family of faith, for the gifts and talents you have given us, and for the bond of love that binds us together as one, for people who share our joys and sorrows, for those who encourage and inspire us by their selfless devotion to others, for those who lift us up when we are down, and in whom we see your compassion and care, we praise you. Gracious God, before you our lives and all our ways are like an open book. We confess there have been times when, like errant sheep, we have wandered from you, when we have been slow to reach out to others, and when we have said things in the heat of the moment and now bitterly regret. In your mercy, forgive us, for we are truly sorry. And in the days to come, as we remember your promise to be with us, let it be that we will be obedient to your commandments. Loving God, source of life and love, we bring you our prayers for others. Inspire our leaders that they may work together for peace. Guide scientists that before long they will find a vaccine for coronavirus. And continue to bless our National Health Service, carers and all key workers, that they may know your strength and protection in these days. God of all the ages, we pray for the Church. Empower it afresh through the Holy Spirit to continue the saving work of our Lord. And thinking particularly of the Church of Scotland, as we give thanks for good and faithful service given by Colin and Ruth Sinclair, we pray your blessing upon Martin and Elaine Fair. Be with them in the months to come, and in these unprecedented times, may a word be given that will build your Church up, that will make it a place of acceptance and belonging, of welcome and inclusion, a place where all can find a home. Almighty God, we bring you our prayers for the lonely and the stranger, for the sick, and for those who mourn. especially we think of those known to ourselves. Be very close to them, that in their sorrow they may be comforted through the knowledge that you are with them, and that through the cross and the empty tomb, death has been overcome, and there is life that shall endless be. And now, O God, we commit our families, our friends and ourselves to you. May we know that joy that no one can take from us. And may we find the inspiration in these days to endure, knowing that nothing can ultimately separate us from you or your love, as it is found in Christ Jesus our Lord, who unites us as the one people, and who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all this day and always. Amen.